Sampradaya Krishna Prastaya Bhuttale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachalini Nivasesha Samnivari Vasitari Tatane Manchakopatarubhyascha Pipasindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Vavanevyo Vaishnaveyo Namo Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Narayanam Namaskritya
Narayanam Namaskritya
Naram Chaiva Narottamam
Naram Chaiva Narottamam
Devim Saraswatim Vyasam
Devim Saraswatim Vyasam
Tato Jaya Mudirai
Tato Jaya Mudirai
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 1, Text 25, in the matter of conversation between Manu and Kadama. Translation in purple by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Emperor Swayambhuva Manu, the son of Lord Brahma, who was well known for his righteous acts, has his seat in Brahmavata and moves over the earth with its seven oceans. Please repeat. The Emperor Swayambhuva Manu, the son of Lord Brahma, who is well known for his righteous acts, has his seat in Brahmavata and rules over the earth with its seven oceans. Purport. Sometimes it is stated that Brahmavata is a part of Kurukshetra or that Kurukshetra itself is situated in Brahmavata. Because demigods are recommended to perform spiritual ritualistic performances in Kurukshetra. But in others' opinion, Brahmavata is a place in Brahmaloka, where Swayambhuva ruled. There are many places on the surface of this earth which are also known in the higher planetary systems. We have places on this planet like Vrindavan, Dwarka, and Mathura, but they are also eternally situated in Krishnaloka. There are many similar names on the surface of the earth, and it may be that the Boer age, Swayambhuva Manu ruled. And it may be that in the Boer age, Swayambhuva Manu ruled this planet, as stated here. The word Mangala is significant. Mangala means one who is elevated in every respect in the opulences of religious performances, ruling power, cleanliness, and all other good qualities. Vikyata means celebrated. Swayambhuva Manu was celebrated for all good qualities and opulences. Translation, the Emperor Swayambhuva Manu, the son of Lord Brahma, who is well known for his righteous acts, has his seat in Brahmavata and moves over the earth with its seven oceans. So Swayambhuva Manu, the first of the 14 Manus in this particular day of Lord Brahma, which is actually the 50th birthday of Lord Brahma. In some places it's stated that Swayambhuva Manu is the incarnation of Godhead, Yajna, and in other places some authorities do not agree with that opinion. But whatever, he's a Mahajan. And as far as his place, where he was ruling the world from, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says actually it was from here, right where we are now, just on the other side of this building out there, Brahmavata. And of course some opinions are that it was in Kurukshetra and some that it was the seat of Lord Brahma in Swargaloka. Whatever the case may have been, this is going on again and again. As each day of Lord Brahma comes, there will be 14 Manus, and they have the same names. They take on the same name. They actually have their own name. I don't know the original name was from Buru Manu, but they have a name, plus they're given this title for the Manu, which they, Manvantara, which they rule over. The Varaha incarnation, this first time, Jiva Goswami says that the Varaha incarnation came twice, again in this particular Manvantara and in the first Manvantara of Swayambhuva. He actually appeared while old Brahma was doing a yajna in Koladwi, just across the river there. Of course, he came out of old Brahma's nose while the yajna was going on, and then grew and grew, and then went into the waters to rescue the earth. And of course, a natural question to arise, especially in any skeptic's heart, is that how is it possible that Koladwi and Yavadwi were here if the earth was at the bottom of the ocean, the universal ocean, that is. That is because these places are not in any way connected to the material nature. Yes, it appears that everything is going on as in our places, in the material nature, but actually material nature has no influence inside Mayapur, Vrindavan, Mathura, and so many places, Prabhupada describing so many places. Some of them are the Mahavaikuntha planets, such as Tirupati, Rangapati, and so on. Some of them are the four dhams surrounding Braja and Goloka, Jagannath Puri, Rameshwar, Dwarka, Badrinath, and so many. And some are places from the Swarglok, some are places from Brahmalok, and they find their face smile, their reflective place here on this planet. And why on this planet all these places are here? Because this is the place where one can make great advancements in spiritual life. So these places are here. Even if one just starts wandering around India blindly, one will come to hundreds and hundreds of holy places. And he will gain so much pious credit. And if he's fortunate, he'll come in contact with sadhus and start to make spiritual advancement. But we shouldn't be in any illusion. Although many of these places have great praises in the different Puranas, none of them can actually give pure praise of Radha and Krishna. That's only possible here in Mayapur and Vrindavan. Because Krishna, Radha Krishna, never leave Vrindavan, then it's not possible to get their praying anywhere else. Yes, we can come in contact with the Vaishnavas and in that way get the praying, but ultimately we have to be able to enter into Vrindavan Mayapur. Either by coming, having the good fortune to be able to come here, or within the heart. We need to finite our discrimination in devotional service. We're given a great opportunity to be able to chant Hare Krishna, to take part in the Sankirtan Yajna, and to be able to enter deep into the eternal pastimes of Gauranga, the Sankirtan pastimes. And by extension, be able to enter into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But we must be very careful that we don't destroy our opportunity. We don't start mixing everything unfavorably, thinking all places are just as good as each other. and thinking, yeah, I can get so much benefit from going to Tirupati, I can get so much benefit from going to this holy place or that holy place. No. Once one has been benedicted by the Acharyas to be able to come in contact with this Gaudiya Sampradaya, this Rupanuga line coming down from Srila Prabhupada, then one cannot find any great benefit from going to those places. Not at all. Nothing is equal to that topmost realm in the spiritual world, Rajadhamma. Guru Goswami says that our traveling activities, having once heard that Radha and Krishna is the topmost form, that chanting Hare Krishna is the topmost mantra, that Mayapur Vrindavan is the topmost places. If one tries to get benefit by going to other places, and he simply gets the benefit of the time he wastes and the trouble he takes to get there. But if we mix like this, then we will lose. We will lose our opportunity to be able to enter into the most intimate service of Radha Krishna. It's a very delicate matter, the service of Radha Krishna, the service of the Brajavasis, in any of the loving mellows. It's a very delicate matter. It cannot be mixed up with so many other things. So we have to learn to become very chaste. We're seeing here Dhamma Muni. If we go back a few slokas, we find that he had pure love in his heart. What was that? I believe sloka 12, 13, like that, states very clearly, but in Kadama Muni's heart was pure love of Godhead. And yet he also had a duty to do, ordered by Lord Brahma, ordered by Swayambhuva Manu, as a Prajapati, to further the population of the universe with good persons. Population was going on in different ways, through the ghosts, through the demons, through so many things, but the most important ones are being mentioned here in the Bhagavatam, the persons who are actually propagating and passing on science of Krishna consciousness. We're starting good seminal lines of devotees. So yes, we see as the chapter progresses that he appears to be engaging in sense gratification of Devahuti Mataji, but this was simply his duty. And from his duty came 12 daughters to further propagate by marrying to different sages. They had so many children. But his desire of pure love was that he could become the father of the Lord. And the desire was fulfilled. Eventually Kapila Muni becomes a son, Devahuti and Kadama. And then Kadama leaves. He leaves because that is again his duty, to go up and do austerity, to set the example that first he spent his brahmacharya years, then he had his grihastha years, then he entered into the last years of his life, where he performed austerities. And in this age also it's necessary. Although Bhaktivinoda Thakur has pointed out that better to take kshatriya sannyas, remain in Mayapur, Vrindavan, chant Hare Krishna, and become more and more detached. As we go through the pages of Bhagavatam, we have to see this fixed mood of devotion. as a very central point. Yes, so many other things are there, so many stories are there. Simply to warn us not to get sidetracked. Yes, great personalities may be ordered to do different duties, but see how they immediately drop when the time comes. Swayam Guru Manu was king of the whole planet, a much larger region than we can imagine at this time, crossing the seven oceans. His opulences were not equaled by anyone, and yet when the time came, he just left. He had no attraction. Because the entire time, he was detached, he was fixed in Krishna consciousness. And we always have this choice. Once we are fortunate enough to come in contact with a Vaishnava who gives us the opportunity to again enter into the activity of re-establishing our relationship with the Lord, then from that moment onwards we always have the choice to be engaged in Krishna's service or to allow our flickering mind to carry us here and there. Of course, due to bad habits which have been practiced for an unlimited period of time, the soul doesn't just pass through this one universe, but the universes enter into Mahavishnu again at the time of devastation, and again are coming out, and the souls also come out and take up their desires where they left off. So again and again, who knows how many times we've gone in and out of Mahavishnu's body. But now the opportunity is there. And of course the bad habits are there also. So, if something goes wrong, we have to stand up and start chanting Hare Krishna again. Get on with the main business. There is no question of failure in Krishna consciousness. As long as one continues to do what, to try and develop his relationship with the Vaishnavas and Krishna, one is guaranteed of success. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Simply one moment's association with the Vaishnavas. Some people wish to say, oh, that means a pure devotee. What is a pure devotee? Pure devotee is one who is attached to the chanting of the names and qualities. There are so many levels of pure devotee, all the way up to the intimate maidservants of Radha and Krishna. But by coming in contact with the Vaishnava, what happens? We get the opportunity to start serving the personality of Godhead. By chanting his name, by hearing his glories. And if we stick with that, success is guaranteed, because we came in contact with the Vaishnava. That is the benediction of Vaishnavas, Sangha. A little association is sufficient. Bhutana, in her previous position as the sister of Bali Maharaj, and naturally one of the grandchildren of Prahlad Maharaj, simply had a slight attraction to Vamanadeva. So due to that connection with Prahlad Maharaj and her attraction to Vamanadeva, even though she came to kill Krishna, she got the great benediction of becoming one of the nurses. Kaliya, such a demoniac person, his poison was so powerful, the Kaliya lake was 21 miles across and 8 miles wide. The fumes from his poison stretched 100 yojanas into the sky. And birds would fly over and drop down dead. Completely demoniac person. Krishna could have arranged for him to die in any numbers of ways. But why? Because he had come in contact for a short while with Garuda. Then he got the blessings of Krishna. Danced on his head, put his feet on his head. For what we're praying for. Devotees are praying again and again, please allow me to come in contact with the dust of your lotus feet. And here is that envious personality, Kaliya. And gets that benediction. So Bari Muni, even cursed, had the audacity to curse Garuda. But it describes that by his association, first he had to suffer. He fell down from his position. But in the end, that association brought him back to devotional service. Yes, we like to complain, oh, my mind's out of control, or this difficulty, that difficulty. Nothing can stop the progress of devotional service unless we desire not to continue with the process. Yes, you may make mistakes, you may commit offenses, but eventually you'll come back to continue the path of devotional service. There is nothing as powerful as devotional service. It's so powerful that it controls Krishna. Nothing can control Krishna. The devotional service controls. So our puny little problems, our puny little difficulties, disturbances of mind, they are not more powerful than devotional service. Somebody else disturbing us in this way and that way is no excuse to stop performing devotional service. You can always sit down and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Can always. And if we don't do it, if we just say my mind is too disturbed, this is because of the inner desire which has come from the contamination of offenses that we don't want to perform devotional service. This is the truth. You may want to argue back and forth, oh, this situation, that situation, you don't understand people, how many difficulties I've been. Yes, we do understand, because the Shastras tell us about Prahlad Maharaj in fire, trampled by elephants, thrown off of rocks, mountains. And yet still he carried on practicing. In many cases of child abuse, but you won't find anything more horrific than the abuse that Prahlad Maharaj went through at 5 years old from his own family members.